All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boos. It's good to see you out there. It's good to see
you. It's great to see you. How's it going?
And great to hear and talk to y'all.
Yes. How's it going?
Really good. How are you?
I'm great.
How was your weekends with an S?
Right. We have two weekends to catch the girls up on and the guys.
How was your weekend?
Okay. So the weekend before last was...
Red turtleneck.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what took place?
Tell them.
So it started on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. We went to the parlor.
We did go to the parlor. I was about to say, I feel like we did
something
in the
daytime.
The
fact that I'm remembering is admirable.
Yes.
So we went to the parlor and that was a little more lit than I expected, to be quite honest. You know what I'm saying? I expected to ease back in. And
we were on 100.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it. I was expecting sort of like a different crowd. I was expecting grown, sexy, relaxed people standing, sitting,
drinks
socializing.
With music playing in the background.
Exactly.
Drinks with music playing in the background. But
it was giving drinks, music, and ass being thrown in the background.
That's exactly what it gave.
It was giving.
And then we also went to karaoke that night.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Didn't get to sing.
And she was so ready. I was ready too. I wanted to sign up for Peaches and Cream.
And I wanted to do Should Have Known Better by Monica.
That's my karaoke song.
That's what I do.
Yes.
And then the next day we had brunch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. A fabulous homemade brunch.
Yeah.
In the city.
Yeah. And then we went over to Johnny's, which damn near we're regulars at Johnny's now. We've been talking about Johnny's about 2 to 3 times on this, at least 3 times on this here podcast.
But yeah.
we went on over to Johnny's and more people have found out about Johnny's because
it completely transformed from the first time that Dre did the link up.
Yeah.
And it's like a full on day party now.
Yeah. I wasn't full expecting on. That either.
When same. We arrived, I walk in, I'm like, this is our place.
When we arrived, but luckily both of these events were outdoors, which made me feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Johnny's happened. You want to talk about your experience with that weekend before I move on to this current weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the parlor was great. Yes. That was a blast. Had no issues. We went out karaoke. Great. Know. Check. Right. That margarita was strong. Every time I go home and I feel like sick, I be telling Andres somebody put something in my drink.
You know what I'm starting to think, honestly, truly? I think my tolerance has...
diminished? Hit the floor.
Because every time I have two drinks, my old max used to be three. Mm. But now when I have two or more...
You feel it.
The next day.
Yeah.
I'm fucked up.
But I've noticed we've gotten a little more comfy cozy with mixing. Like starting with like a margarita, tequila, and then transitioning to something else,
a wine,
a dark. Yeah, that's dead. That's out. So, which segues me into Sunday
at Johnny's.
Yeah. Well, we'll start at Alicia's. We were drinking like peach Bellini. This is what we had: peach Bellini and a Topo Chico hard seltzer. Right.
Right.
Fine. Then we go back to my house.
Stella Rosa.
And some Stella Rosa, which is all sugar. Right. I'm just doing too much.
Right.
So then we go back to my house and then we're like.
Germany crafted a cocktail with tequila and a few a pineapple margarita, pineapple watermelon drink with tequila. So we had the little cocktail. Then somehow when Andres is involved, shots are also involved.
That's his middle name. Andres Shots Uribe. I'm like, golly. So he's like, let's take shots.
I'm never one to initiate shots. I do partake when offered.
Yeah.
But I'm not the one saying, okay, everybody pour up shots.
Yeah, he's a shot person. Like, shots. Let's take shots. We're y'all down for shots. So we had a shot.
And that's when I start to feel shot.
Dead.
I take a shot and I feel shot.
So we had a shot. Then we get to Johnny's. We get a bottle of wine.
That's when it went
already down. Doing too much. Okay, we get a bottle of wine, and then from there I start panhandling wine. Once the wine was out, then it's like you see people who have a bottle and I'm like my cup keeps getting filled.
Right.
I'm drinking Andres's wine while he's DJing, and I'm just, it's a lot is happening, y'all. So finally the party ends. And I'm sitting there. Once I'm slumped over, my head is on Talia's shoulder. I'm like, I'm not feeling too good. So I had to get up. I feel really bad saying this, but I have to be honest, y'all. I had to throw up.
Well, I told them I threw up the week before.
Okay, cool.
Remember?
All right. So we still immature. So I had to throw up. And I think like Andres seen the way I looked when I was like, got up. I was out of that bitch. And he was like, you could just throw up in that trash can. I said, no.
Not outside.
I will not let anybody see me down.
Yeah.
And then we went to the bathroom. I did not want my man to see me down like that. I really wish you would have came.
Your head. I didn't know what. Hello, I too was fucked up. No, I didn't know what was happening.
We have an intuitive thing.
He had already swift you away.
But damn, I was like, in the moment, I didn't have no thoughts.
I was trying to gather her. She, me. Because.
I needed you in that moment.
I was fucked from the front and the back myself. I was just before that point, because I had set myself down a little earlier into the function, you know, when I had disappeared for a moment.
We were looking for you.
I had to go sit down because I felt myself
spinning.
I felt myself
spiraling.
It turned from a whine to a spin.
Yeah,
you know, once you're whining, at first I'm whining, then it started to spin. I'm like, I'm not here to spin. So that's when I went and sat my ass down. Because I knew I was going to hit the floor soon.
Once Andres was holding my hair back, I'm like, he shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be having this kind of moment, okay? And I had to throw up all of my mushroom tacos.
Ugh.
It was a mess. Yuck. It was a mess. It was a bloody mess. And I'm not even going to tell you guys what else happened, but I'm just thankful that I made it home in one piece. I'm glad we didn't drive.
No.
Because my house is like right near Johnny, so we Ubered, which was just chef's kiss. And then we got in and just hung out like gal pals.
Yeah, we just hung out a little.
All three of us.
Yeah.
On the bed, hanging out, chatting.
And then I completely gathered myself and then took it on home.
Yeah. I'm going to get a blow up mattress, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know.
And my residence just to me is to move closer.
Period. In the meantime.
I can't be on that 110, 405, all that.
The extendo clip to the end. Yeah. And I think on the weekends, if we're going to be in LA, just bring your dog.
Right.
I think, just keep some things in the bag.
Keep a bag.
Yeah, keep a bag.
At this point, I do have a duffel bag now.
Okay, duffel bag girl.
I have a duffel bag.
Keep it.
I feel like I'm really over at home. I wish I could just keep that rent.
Yeah, to transfer the rent over. Yeah.
So that was that weekend.
Fast
forward to this weekend I just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, we had made plans to go to a day party. You know, so before we get to the day party, Germany was like, we had already had our tickets. Germany was like, this isn't from the videos that I...
Yeah.
Mind you, pause.
Yeah.
The news with COVID is changing by the week. You know what I'm saying? Like, cases are increasing by the week. So the way it was last week was not the way the news was making it seem this week. It's changing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know it's been here, but I'm just saying new things are coming in.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
So she was like, on the day of, she was like, I was looking at videos from the previous function and it looked like this was all indoors. And I said, no way, this is not indoors. It's a day party. I'm automatically thinking outside. And
day parties usually are, because you take advantage of it being daylight.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's a club.
Right. So already I'm like, wow, what the hell?
Girl.
So we get into the function and it is, in fact,
you got to go in.
Indoor. Indoor function, you guys. It is an indoor function. And there wasn't a mask in sight.
None.
There wasn't one mask in sight. I'm like, okay, see, this, my nerves are fucking bad.
Same. Looking at that room like the enemy is in there. I felt like I was going into war, bitch. I'm like, I can't.
Y'all, and I had forgot my mask in the car. So I hit up security. I'm like, hey, do you all have any additional mask? He told me to find some security guard that had the mask. I couldn't find him.
Which is crazy because honestly...
It should have been a requirement.
It should have been like, honestly, y'all know that there's a small threshold before it becomes completely indoor. Very, very small, where they had some vendors outside. So there's not much happening outside. They should have had boxes of masks to give people in the event that they did not have a mask. Right. And motherfuckers should have been in there with masks on. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. So
the variant party, the Delta party.
So I was like, let me go to my car and get my... I asked the security guard. They were like, yo, we don't do no ins and outs. I'm like, yeah, but I don't feel safe in there without my mask. Can I just go get my mask?
Period.
And they're like, yeah, cool. Go get your mask. As I'm walking to go get my mask, I'm not feeling...
The vibe.
I'm not feeling 100%. One, because different vibe. And two... The indoor with mask was just not really sitting well with my spirit.
Yeah.
So then when I got back, because they made Germany wait, only one of us.
And that killed me.
Mask.
I'm like,
we don't do
this.
I'll
see you when you get
back. So anyway, I come back and I'm like, we just looked at each other and I'm like, you know, this party is really not a vibe. Do you want to go? I said, it's not giving. Do you want to go? She said yes.
I was so thankful, y'all, because as Brittany was gone, I was meditating on the party. And I'm like, Lord, you know, you don't want to be the person who's like, look, can we go?
Yeah.
Especially if somebody else seems into it. So when she went back to get her mask, I'm like, she wants to get her mask. She probably wants to go in. I'm like, maybe we'll just stay for a short while. And when the girl came back and said she was ready to go, I'm like, thank God we'd be on the same page.
Yeah.
Important factor when you're going out with somebody. Be on the same page.
It's very important because that can mess you up.
Period.
If you want to stay and they're ready to go, or if you're ready to go and they want to stay, it's just not a pleasant experience.
It's different.
So we were on the same page. We left, ended up going to Mama Shelter, which is a little rooftop restaurant in LA. Had a couple of drinks, some food.
Yeah.
And took it on home. And then Sunday, I went to Adam's Wine Shop. Very cute. Most of the wines there are woman-owned or black-owned, and they have wine tastings. They're connected to Alta Restaurant, so you can get food if you want. And I went to the beach. Little date.
Very cute.
What about you?
Sunday, we worked.
Oh, we did work.
And
I
then,
forgot about that.
Yeah, we worked for the greater half of the morning.
Yeah.
And then I took my boo-boo on a date. I took him on a date to the gum range and spent a check. A check was spent.
It's so easy to spend a check, okay?
Guess how much was spent?
How much?
Yes.
300.
Damn near. I said, hold on,
okay,
holiday.
Okay, hold on. How much is the gun ring? So I ain't never going there.
It's like $15 per person.
Okay.
And then if you have your own gun, then you don't have to pay for that, but you pay for the ammo. So I came with my pistol grip pump in my lap. You feel me? I was right in there with my shit. Paid for the ammo. Andres, he
how
shot.
How much is the ammo?
For a 9mm box, for a 50
like
round box. $15 for a 9mm. But then he wanted to shoot a bigger gun, and mm-hmm. it was $30 a box. And he shot two or three boxes. I think two boxes.
God.
We shot two boxes of the $30 ammo and then three boxes of the $15 ammo. He got a bigger gun, so he shot two guns. It was just a lot. That man said, 242. I said, you're welcome.
And then dinner would have been home cooked.
Dinner was on him. Oh, okay. And he paid for the groceries.
Okay.
At the grocery. It was. But I did want to do something nice for him because
he deserves, and that's nice.
Men
deserve to be taken out on dates as well, which is why I probably need to plan.
Plan a date. Plan a date.
I will.
Plan a date. Yes. Plan. So I felt
won't
good.
Won't be there, though.
No. He was, but maybe y'all will do something. You know, it probably won't go. But you know, Andres be like, he's the kind of person y'all will order like three entrees.
Oh, no, this nigga will, too.
Okay, so never mind.
He would not be mindful of the ammo being used. He will be spending, getting the amount of ammo that he would get if he...
Yeah, and honestly, I was like, that's cool. There's no lack. Don't want to be in a scarcity mindset.
Right,
do what
still.
You want. I'm like, get it. Go. Let's have a good time. So we're planning dates when the niggas deserve it.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. So it was a good weekend. And here we are.
Yeah, so that was a weekend. Wow.
I know.
When you have to recap two.
Two weekends. That was pretty dense. Thank y'all for holding on with us. Thank you.
Right. So, another way we need you all to hold on is by showing up and leaving a review for the podcast. So, when you rate and review this podcast in Apple Podcasts, to be specific, it really helps our show, helps get our ratings up, it helps people find us, and we have a goal. We have a lot of goals that we're trying to reach here.
Period. Goal-oriented.
2,000 ratings and reviews before the end of the year is one of them. So,
and
please.
I did the math today. I think we're
okay,
like 1750, 1780.
You know, we're numbers based.
Whatever it is. We need 13 reviews a week, which is not bad because there are thousands of people listening to this show every week.
Mm-hmm.
So, 13 out of all of those thousands and thousands of thousands.
It's not asking for much. It's not unrealistic.
It's not. I almost said 13, but then I'm like, no, 13. Do what you need to do. Show up and show out. I have faith in you.
We have faith in you. And again,
we were all rooting for you.
And again, if you are unable because you do not have an iPhone to leave a review on Apple Podcast, share it on social media. That is equivalent to a rating and a review. And you can do both if you're a super homegirl.
Mm-hmm.
We love those. So let's read our review of the week. This one comes from Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin.
She says, living with intention. Mm. If you want honesty and a real conversation, please listen to this podcast. Not only do I feel like Brittany and Germany are my big sisters, but they are low-key a reflection of myself.
Mirroring.
You will always feel better after listening to the podcast because you will laugh, learn, and reflect every time. Trust me, I've been listening since 2018.
Thank you.
Thanks,
for
Kate.
For being here so long.
Right. We appreciate you and everybody else who left a review this week.
Yeah.
So, what's another way that they can support us?
Monetary. Throw some bands.
Yeah. Throw some bands
on
at that
bitch. Period. Okay. So, you can join us over on Patreon, which is our exclusive membership community, where you'll find bonus episodes, tons of extra goodies. This week, we released our check-in. We have our Bravado bonus out that's talking all about FOMO. You'll hear snippets of that.
Yes.
Our playlist is coming out this week. There's just a lot happening in this first part of the week. The affirmations dropped. So if you are urging, itching, desiring more from your homegirls, get on over there in that community and join us.
Get there. Quick.
Yeah. And we're also doing something super fun, getting rid of all of the individualized tiers, and we're going to a one-size-fits-all.
We're going to a one tier, so pretty soon, if you join us on Patreon, there will be one tier, one monthly price, and you will have access to all of the content that we produce for Patreon. So that should be fun.
We're excited. More on that.
So let's shout out our patrons, why don't we?
Let's get it.
We have Allison W.
Hey, Allison W.
Allison S.
Hey, Allison S.
And Maria Monte.
Hey, Maria. Maria Monte?
Yeah, it was one word.
Okay.
Maria Monte.
Period. Hey, girl. Yes. Love you. Thank y'all for joining us over there. We really appreciate it. You're keeping these lights on. Okay?
Yeah.
These lights that are on
If you're watching us on video, this neon sign and the lights on us.
Because of you.
Yes. So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, festivals have, they're back underway.
Completely.
Kicking it off seems like it was Rolling Loud. Mm-hmm. So then this past weekend, no, it was Rolling Loud. Rolling Loud is where it all took place. So at Rolling Loud, DaBaby.
Sick.
DaBaby performed. And he decides to, you know how people usually come out and they're like, put your hands up if you
got money in your bank. If you a fine ass bitch.
Right. Put some money if you ready to have a good time. Put your hands up in there if you ready to have a good time. Mm-hmm. DaBaby decided to say some sick shit. Yeah. Put your hands up if you don't have HIV.
AIDS. No sickness. And then your body when you woke up this morning and all of that.
Right. Put your hands up if you wasn't in the parking lot sucking dick. Like.
And then the hype man was like, because some of y'all niggas is sus. Y'all be on the down low. That's where
where that came from.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he was going on and on. So, of course, record scratch when those clips hit the internet, like, first of all, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was very inappropriate and very insensitive, and people were demanding him to apologize.
Right.
So he comes back on the internet and doubles down on what he says, and is like, basically, I said what I said. Period. My fans at the internet, they were lit turning. I mean, on the internet, my friends at the festival, they were lit turning up and didn't give a damn. They know pertain to none of my fans. Mm-hmm. And fuck you, fuck what you're going through, right. Basically. So, the festivals have started canceling him. Lollapalooza, Day and Night Festival,
Governor's Ball.
Over the days, he has been dropped from the lineup.
Multiple lineups hitting his pockets.
Multiple lineups. So today, he comes onto the internet and issues another apology. And this time, the tone has completely fucking shifted. Talking about
this was a moment for education. He's uneducated. And thank you to the people who reached out to him to provide education on this topic that he's ignorant around.
How are you ignorant around it? You said what you said, like you said.
And if the money wasn't getting fucked up, then he would be saying what he said.
He would be saying what he said and keeping it where it's at.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad for DaBaby.
No, me either. He needs to be ready for welcoming his baby. He has a child that's coming, about to touch down.
Right.
So all good. Maybe this is God's plan.
For him to sit down?
Yeah. Take your ass to the Bahamas. Or where's she at? Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I don't know where that
Wherever girl she's
is.
Gonna have that baby, go there. We don't need another safari.
Go there, sit down. And he's been getting on my nerves for a minute.
Who, Safari?
No, DaBaby.
Every time you say DaBaby.
How do I say his name? DaBaby.
DaBaby. Just DaBaby.
DaBaby. DaBaby.
DaBaby. DaBaby.
DaBaby. He's country, so it makes me say it with a country accent. DaBaby.
Yeah.
He's been irritating me for a moment with the shit he does, and
it's giving cockyana.
It's giving sit your ass down because you just got here. Like, you've just got here talking about he's a legend in the making, icon,
live show killer. And that's that on that. Period.
So we'll see what happens if he gets reinstated after post-apology.
He won't.
Speaking of festivals.
If they cancel Kevin Hart, and they didn't let
Kevin
him
Kevin Hart made his way back, though.
But not
but the
for
thing
that
is,
particular.
Kevin Hart, you're talking about with the Grammys. When he was hosting the Emmys or whatever.
Was it the Grammys?
I don't remember the award.
Whatever
show.
It was, he issued his apology. He was like, immediately.
But he had pulled himself out of the post position. He said that he wasn't going to perform because he didn't want to apologize. And then he came back and apologized after he had already
pulled out. They wasn't putting his ass in that back there anymore.
No, he wasn't going to get put back.
It was a dub. And I feel like all these festivals and shit, they're trying to take a stance and be like, we're supporting. You know, they be bandwagoning. Not that they shouldn't drop him.
Right.
But there's been a lot of commentary that you guys are taking this headliner off of the ticket, off the bill, because these specific homophobic comments were said verbally, and now because everybody's responding the same way, it makes sense, right? Like, we need to be on the right side of history with this. Right. But they still book artists who are misogynistic, who talk about killing and, you know, just the whole
bit. Who aren't on the straight and narrow.
Right. And who talk about this stuff in their music every day, and it's the same vibe. So...
yeah, and it's honestly greater than homophobic comments, because there are people who are affected with by AIDS and HIV, and they are not homosexual.
Right. So.
So there's a lot. There's a lot to digest. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm glad that he's being held accountable, to be quite honest.
Gotten together.
Yeah, and I think more people need to be held accountable. And they need to quit picking and choosing who's held accountable, because Tory Lanez shouldn't have been able to be a special guest at Rolling Loud
after shooting
Meg.
But that's the whole point. That's what people are saying.
Right. If you're gonna do it.
But right now it's like the hot thing to do. Like these festivals are going viral
once one does it. Right.
Because they're saying we're issuing a statement. We are against this. We are all for LGBTQ rights.
Right.
You know, then it turns into a thing. Then they're trending.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, politics.
As usual.
So that's the tea for this week.
Yeah, short and sweet, because the weekend was long.
Very long.
So
last week.
Girl, let me get my stuff together. Last week. Oh my God, Brittany.
We talked about trusting yourself and setting boundaries.
We did.
And our Thriving Over Surviving series.
Every time I do that, yes.
So, basically, we talked about...
Go ahead.
I'm just saying it off the dome. They could go listen to the...
Yeah.
They can go read the description.
Yeah, go
we
read.
We basically talked about ways to implement trust in ourselves and
setting boundaries. Keeping your word.
Because it's... Well, how can we expect other people to trust us? To be able to trust others if we don't even trust ourselves?
Yeah. So if you didn't listen to that episode yet, or go back and listen to it, period.
Go back.
It's a good one. It's a goodie. A good one.
BGB gang, we're having a hot girl summer, which means we're presenting our best selves in the streets and in the sheets.
And what better way to make that happen than by shopping with Savage X Fenty?
You know, I did my shopping, mm-hmm. and I found the cutest set. I feel super cute and confident in my Gingham Remix set. It's flirty, it's sexy, but still fun, just like me. I love the way my ass looks in the ruffle trim undies.
Y'all, it's the Mod Poppy lace bralette and crotchless. You heard that right, girls. Crotchless. High leg bikini for me. I didn't realize how sexy and comfortable crotchless panties could be, but these have definitely become a new favorite of mine and my boo-boos.
Okay.
You know, a little spicy.
Through our Savage X Fenty journey, we've learned that wearing lingerie and cute undergarments is an act of self-care.
You can feel sexy and confident for your damn selves.
Savage X Fenty is all about inclusivity. They're out here making lingerie for the ponies and for the stallions.
If you have a body, it belongs in Savage X Fenty.
Yes, it does.
Right now, Savage X Fenty wants to give the BGB gang two bras for $29 plus 50% off everything else with your first VIP order. That's saving a lot of coins, homegirls.
So if you've been waiting on the sign to spruce up your lingerie collection or to throw out those tattered panties, here it is. Shop our favorite Savage X Fenty styles at www.savagex.com/bravada. Right now, get on your phone, get on your computer, and go to www.savagex.com/bravada.
I'm going to tell you guys again, because it's not a promo code. You need to go to www.savagex.com/bravado. B-R-A-V-A-D-O. See you on the other side. So this week.
We're continuing our Thriving Over Surviving series. And mm-hmm. we're talking about moments when you feel inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
Relatable fucking content.
Yes.
And you know, it's so funny because people always tell us that we're so confident and we seem like we have it all together. Which, yes, there's a base level of confidence, but we also struggle in moments where we feel like, am I good enough to be doing this? Imposter syndrome, fear. There's a whole bunch of different feelings that flood us just like they flood everybody fucking else. And just because we don't always talk about it, that don't mean we don't be getting hit with the shit.
Yes.
So today you will be hearing us talk about it.
You'll be getting our perspective.
You'll be hearing us talk about it. And we found this amazing article on Psychology Today called The Six Truths to Remember When You Feel Like You're Not Good Enough. And we're about to break this shit down. Because sometimes we feel like we're not good enough.
What is that? Was that a song?
Create Your Own.
Okay.
You know, I off the dome.
The impromptu. The producer.
Per.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first thing to remember when you feel like you're not good enough.
Mm-hmm. What is it, Queen?
Remember, you are not alone.
You are not alone. I am here with you.
Though you're far away.
There it is.
I can see it through. You are not.
You are not alone. Because that's what he also said. That's how he came at it.
No, for real. So, like I said, feelings of inadequacy are common. And they're to be expected.
Yeah.
We are surrounded by so many people doing so many different things.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're going to be, a lot of the times, most times we're going to be at different levels, right? Somebody might be super achieving, overachieving, while you feel like you're stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
And we're so used to comparing ourselves to each other that it's hard. It's hard to not feel inadequate.
Yeah.
It's fucking hard and it sucks.
It does.
And I hate it.
I hate it too. And it happens often, especially with social media, child.
Oh my God. Because
you be seeing what they doing, what they got. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, damn, I don't have that yet.
I know. And you know what? That's why I need to implement more social media breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like the more that I do that, the less that I feel inadequate. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to completely get off social media because we have a whole business that we're running where that's a key component. But the more that I scroll, the more frequently I scroll, the more frequently the feelings of inadequacy come up in me.
What do you feel like you compare yourself to? Like when you are looking at people online?
Most of the times it's business growth, okay. Business pursuits, mm-hmm. like having this podcast and having following a lot of other people who also have podcasts and looking at their rate of progression versus our rate of progression.
Yeah.
It's like once being in it, I know that we are progressing, but it's like, why aren't we progressing as fast?
This rate.
Why aren't we obtaining this too?
Yeah.
At this rate. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it makes me feel discouraged.
Yeah. It's kinda like a status thing. You're comparing the status.
Right. It's like, okay, are we not good enough to be at that level as well?
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
So, I feel you.
How about you?
I too feel that way. I'm pretty particular with what I share on Instagram, and I know that I don't share much. It's beyond being private. It's like, you know, there's a way to be on social and share and still keep things private, but allow people in. it don't be none of that for me. It's not just private. It's like, actually, there's nothing. There's little to nothing.
Yeah.
And the things that I should be sharing, like the business and making sure that people understand that, like, Germany and Brittany are synonymous with the Black Girl Bravado.
Right.
It's not independent of one another. If you see us, then you should see the podcast. And if you see the podcast, you should see us. And I know that that comes with sharing and integrating the things that we do on the show, and we do the things that we do for the show into my personal life.
On your personal platform.
On my personal platform. That's what I want to say. So on my personal platform. But I oftentimes don't do it because I feel like, ooh, I don't really want to show it, because I'm very proud of the work we do, and I don't want that to be misunderstood or taken out of context, because I'm very proud of the work that we do. But I also feel like I'm showcasing something and people are going to go see it and be like, oh, it's not even that lit.
Right.
You know, like, but on the inside, I mean, the numbers don't lie.
But the
and
thing
then it's
is,
like, dang, I can't even show y'all the numbers. I can't tell you that the bitches is about to be at 2 million downloads.
Dead. But the thing is, why do we feel like
we have to show what we're worth? Like, present a value, like, just
exactly.
So you know, this is actually what we have going,
because everything is based on numbers. Like, if people, for instance, came to the Instagram, and let's just keep it honest, and we had 100,000 followers, it's like, that speaks for itself.
Right.
I don't have to further explain how lit we are. I don't have to explain it all. You can go click on the page and see.
Yeah.
But it's like, without that, you have to dive in and see what the vibe is.
Yeah.
To really feel it, mm-hmm. Or I have to explain, oh,
but we got this, we got that, we have these kind of sponsors, yeah,
exactly.
That, we got these are the numbers that, yeah. Then I got to go in and explain it and trying to make you see the value in what we doing. It's a lot, and I struggle with that, and I'm working through it, because fuck these people.
Right.
Not being like, fuck y'all, because I like some of my people who follow me and shit like that. But
fuck what they think about what you are passionate about,
yes.
And what you are putting your all into.
My all, okay? What I'm actually here after work doing multiple days out the week.
And you know what that is? That's the social comparison theory.
Mm-hmm.
So what that is the idea that individuals determine their own social and personal worth based on how they stack up against others. So if you were telling somebody about your podcast and you knew that their podcast wasn't at the level that yours is, you
would
gladly
feel,
be like, here, go look at this, go look at us on Apple, look at all these reviews.
Yeah.
Because in your mind, it's like,
I'm doing better than
right,
you already.
Period. I feel better about
myself
in comparison to what you have done.
That's good, Pastor Mike.
But if you were sharing that same information with someone that you felt like was way above you, you would have different feelings, because in your mind, you're thinking, they're not tripping off this. Like, this is small fish to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel as good sharing with these people.
Yeah.
And that's a social comparison theory.
Mm-hmm. It's tight, but it's right.
Look deeper in that. Look
it's
deeper
tight,
into that.
It's tight, but it's right.
Yeah.
So the second truth that you can remember is, you can and should be a better friend to yourself.
Yes.
This is a good one, because I feel like I'm a good friend to the people around me.
Same.
But then it's like, are you as good of a friend to yourself? Do you offer yourself the same grace? Are you supporting yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that goes back to the same thing, right? I will tell, if people are like, okay, so if people know Brittany and I, then they'll be like, oh my God, I seen something about Brittany does this, or they'll bring up an event like, I want to do something for my birthday, and then I'll be like, oh, you should reach out with tap in with my best friend. She does this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm easy or quick to push other people's stuff or big up their shit or be like, I'm so proud of you for doing this, but then I don't do the same thing for myself.
Right.
You know, it's like, I'll gladly be like, oh, I'll post that. Like, I'll tell people that you're doing that.
Right.
Like, I'm proud of you for that, but then be sleeping on my own self.
Yeah. Or like, for instance, if I came to you completely unrelated to anything that we're doing together, and I was like, I just feel like a failure, I'm so fucking stupid,
mm-hmm.
You would automatically be giving me words of encouragement.
Yes.
Like, girl, you are not a failure.
You're doing this. Yeah.
And that's what we need to, same energy we need to be giving to ourselves when we feel inadequate and we feel like we can be doing better and we're not our happiest or most fulfilled, we need to be being friends to ourselves.
Yeah.
And pouring into ourselves and being gentle with ourselves.
Yeah. And there was a point in the article from Psychology Today that said, like, a lot of times it's hard to turn off our inner critic, but to combat that, we can be our inner best friend, right? Channel that energy. Like, I'm not going to come down on myself. I'm going to just move into the energy of, like, bitch, you doing a good job. Bitch, you doing a good job. Bitch, you doing a good job. I'm going to tap in with that, okay? Because it is very easy to be like, just start having those negative thoughts.
Yeah.
And that negative self-talk and just coming down on yourself, feeling like the enemy.
I know.
Bitch, feeling like an enemy. Damn.
That's very wild.
Yeah.
Another truth is to be good enough, you have to be imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
This is a struggle for a lot of us, like feeling like we have to be perfect. Everything, this needs to be this before I put it out. This needs to be that. Like, no. To be human is to be imperfect.
Yeah.
And we need to accept that about our damn selves and stop being so hard on ourselves and understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
There's no such thing as perfection. It's impossible to be perfect. Like, even the people that appear to be perfect, there's something that is not perfect about whatever we think is perfect.
Yeah.
It's just not.
You don't even know a perfect person.
Yeah.
And if you think it is, like you mentioned, they're not, because they have somebody on the outside making them look perfect. Like Beyonce, for example.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm going to use that because Beyonce, and that's not taking anything from Beyonce, looking amazing, working hard, doing the shit that she does. But there's somebody fixing everything up before it gets presented to us.
Right.
You know, and that's with majority of things like social media, highlight reel, the people who you feel like you might know online, like everything is curated. Everything is curated to look perfect, but it don't be.
Yeah.
So when you get in the mode of like, I can't do it because it's not, I can't put it out because it's not, nobody's shit is.
Nobody's is. And we're allowed to make mistakes. Like, don't be afraid to fail and have to come back and do it again, because mm-hmm. we should be able to offer ourselves grace and others grace too. That's one reason I think we feel we need to be perfect, because we be expecting other motherfuckers to be somewhat perfect too. Like, if it's not together, we'll be like, girl, see, you shouldn't have even did that, because now what was that?
And maybe we feel like other people won't offer us, like, extend us the ability to, like, fail and, you know, come back. Like,
yeah,
you know, and in those hard times, write down affirmations around accepting yourself, not having to be perfect, showing up authentically, and whatever comes out of that comes out of it, even if it's not exactly what you imagined it or thought it would be. That's a really good trick that we use. Mm-hmm. We have our monthly affirmations, if you haven't already tapped in, over on Patreon.
Yes, audio.
Audio.
What do you feel like you strive for in terms of perfection? Although we know it's not possible, but what do you strive for? Like, do you want to be perfect, or are you content with imperfection?
I'm pretty content with imperfection. Mm-hmm. Me personally, there's things that I want to improve upon, but I never get so fixated on them where I'm like, oh, I get down on myself. I just know I'm human. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's things that I really wish were different or that I could make better, but I'm not. I'd be like, well, I'm not. I'm dead. A more content person. What about you?
I think, well, for you, I'll say, I think you strive to be, strive for perfection with perception.
Damn. Get deep with a bitch then.
I think you do.
Huh.
Since we're being honest.
Okay, be honest. Read me then. Go.
I think.
Go. Go and do what you're going to do. Rip the Band-Aid off. Puta.
I think you want overall for people to perceive you as good.
I think that's true.
So that makes you strive to be perfect in that way.
I think that's a great point. I think when I was thinking about it, I was thinking more surface level. So you definitely just
pulled something deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
You went,
you put the roots
out. That's what we're here for. We're sad.
To go deeper. She went deep. Yeah, I think that is true. I do. You know, I'm always like, I don't want to. Sidebar, and I'll tell you off. Okay, no, I'll tell you here. Fuck it.
Really?
So I know that a lot of people have strong feelings about gun laws, right?
Gun laws.
Okay. People owning guns, people using guns as hobbies, whatever it might be. I know that there's strong opinions on both sides. I am a registered gun owner, And I'm not about to debate on why and all of that. It ain't even that deep. But yesterday, I was posting the content, like just a little what I did in my day. Mm-hmm. And I was so, you know how I do in my mind. I was going back and forth on,
should you post?
Should I post this?
Who may be offended?
Who's going to be offended? Immediately, I was like, and then I was like, babe, do you want this? Should I keep the sound on? Should I put a song over on top? I'm like, because it's probably going to be triggering to somebody to hear the like round sounds of a gun going off. You know what I mean? And he's like, just post it. And I'm like, you know, I'm just not going to do this with you.
Yeah.
And but I went back and forth because I'm always so concerned about the way other people are going to feel. It's two things, the way they're going to feel and the way that they'll perceive me. I'm yeah. like, they're going to think I'm some, you know, somebody who's yeah. like pro AK or like automated rifles, which I'm not, you know, I'm not. But I do believe in protecting yourself against somebody who might wish to cause you harm, mm-hmm. In the fucking privacy and the should be the sanctity of your own home.
Right.
So with that being said, I was just like, I don't want nobody in my DMs. I don't want nobody, because people at work who followed me before have been like, when I said, yeah, we had a conversation about guns, and I'm like, I am a gun owner. I'm a single woman. I live by myself. And I need to be able, if a motherfucker think he coming in here to get this coochie.
Oh my God.
You know how I feel. He is not. Wrong house, bitch. Wrong person you thought you were going to victimize. So I have that conversation, and then people are like, but you think someone breaking into your house thinks that they should die? And I'm like, okay. They came
I'm not
to my
about
house.
To argue with you.
And that's the thing. I was just like, I don't want to go back and forth in the DMs. I don't yeah. want to have to explain. But I did. I had that feeling of like, bruh, people are going to think I'm, who knows what they're going to think. Right. So I think you're right.
Because the feeling's there for multiple things.
It is.
What I think you? That I strive for perfection in most things.
Yeah. I think yeah. So
I do, because I just want it to be like the best that I feel like I can do. I always want it to be the best. I never really want to settle for just, oh, I did it. So that feels like wanting to be perfect. Although I know it's not possible, I feel like I at least want to try. And knowing that about myself, knowing that I strive for perfection and to be my best, I have to be mindful, because I know that can put pressure, unnecessary pressure, on other people.
Mm-hmm. I'm other people. I am she.
It can
she
put
is me.
Unnecessary pressure on other people.
Yeah.
So I try. I'm not always the best, but I try to be mindful about that.
I was going to bring that back around and chat about my experience with you and your perfection.
Which experience? Oh, the general.
The
general.
Pressure. Cue the Janae. I said, and it's
what's
so,
the pressure shit?
You look like my mom looking like, tell me about myself.
What's the pressure?
No, like, because I am a person who's content, and this probably sound basic, like, I'm a good enough kind of person. Not even being funny or nothing. I'll be like, okay, well, that was good. Like, you know, it could be better next time. I don't put as much pressure on myself when it didn't go perfect the first time. I'm like, okay, there's opportunity for it to be better next time, right?
Well, I think we balance each other out in that way, because I'm the one who will identify how we can be better next time.
Yes.
I will be like, you know what? Next time we should do this, that, that.
Yeah.
So it ends up being a balance. Sometimes we get in arguments and clash when we're in the moment trying to work through. But.
Yeah, because sometimes I think the balance that I provide is like, it's not that bad. Yeah. Like, it was okay. There's opportunity, but it just gets challenging when you get so down or so passionate about it. Like, no, it wasn't. It wasn't that good. We cannot. And I'm like, bitch, I can't take it. I'm like, okay, well, now we can't. And that's why I just be deferring to you. Like, so what? I'm like, what? I know that you're more passionate about certain things than I am. So because you care about
I'm just passionate in general. About all the things that I put my hands on.
And there's certain things that you really care about that I'm like, nigga, I'm so go with the flow. Like, I could do either way. It don't bother me to do either way. But if somebody is super like, I want to do it this way, or I think it should be done this way, then I'm cool with taking the back seat and being like, cool, we could do it that way. So I'm always like, yeah, what way do you want to do it? Because I'm sure you care more than I do about this specific thing. And this is why our friendship works.
Yeah. Because I care.
Yes.
So what else we got?
Okay, next truth. You are more than your accomplishments and your possessions. Mm. So straight from the article, this says it can be challenging to be satisfied with what you've achieved in life when others seem to have done so much more. Mm. But when it comes down to it, how do you want people to remember you?
Okay.
How? You know? Because we do. Sometimes we feel like the materialistic shit.
We want to flaunt. We want to flex.
We want to get in our bag. We want to show people the bag that we're carrying.
We want them to see us inside of that bag.
We want it all.
We want it all, yeah.
Brand new socks and drawers.
We need to find a healthy balance between being proud, because there should be room for being proud, right? We working hard as fuck, and we do want to be proud about that. We want to show how hard we work and the fruits of our labor. But also...
Healthy balance,
because that's not all we are.
Yeah.
And that's when it becomes unhealthy, when all of who you are has to do with what you've done, bragging about it, and then what you have.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What do you like to show off? Do you like to show off at all?
I guess I don't show off that much. I show off accomplishments for sure.
Okay. So are you a materialistic person or a milestone person?
Bitch, I don't feel like I got that many materials. I have no materials.
I mean, so your accomplishments would be equivalent to your milestones.
Yeah.
Like, this was accomplished.
Yeah.
I feel the same. Yeah. My materials are lacking, but my milestones are not.
Materials. I mean, I guess I would have to obtain said materials, and we'll have to revisit. Because, you know, I might obtain hella materials and be like...
Louis Gucci Prada, whatever Carly Rae said.
Yeah. I'm not going to speak before I get there.
I think that there's a little bit more that I feel like there's room for us to do a little more bragging.
I agree.
I feel like it. I don't show anything off, milestones, materials. I barely showed off that I was like paying my student loans, and I struggle with that all day. I'm like, do I want to share?
Yeah.
Do I want to make it seem like I don't want even anybody to think I'm close to paying it completely off.
But still, it's a milestone. It's an accomplishment, because right. Most of us defer the motherfuckers.
Right. And then I said, no, or somebody might find residence
pay
in
the
it.
Minimum, pay what we got to pay to keep our credit
together.
Straight.
Right. But then I said, someone might find residence in it. Somebody might feel inspired by it. Somebody might, you know, whatever it is, it might trigger them to be like, all right, fuck it, this person doing it, let me tap in. So
and even if not, that's your story.
It is my story,
and we should be able to share our story just because we feel moved to share sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, why everything don't have to be tied back to something.
Yeah. You're
this
right.
Is what I'm dealing with right now.
And that's why I think that it's okay for us. There's room for us specifically because we are very, very humble. Like,
yeah.
Damn near where you don't even know what we doing. We moving in silence. G, like in lasagna.
What is it?
Yeah. Like, we don't say shit. Like, people barely know anything about what we doing, what we have. You know, even being in this office was a very, very light, like, we have keys.
Is it even humble, or is it really
non-existent?
We don't feel. No, I'm trying to figure out, working through. Is it because we're humble, or is it because we feel like we're not, it's not good enough to
share? The inadequacy piece.
Mm. We play talking about we humble and we fucking feeling.
Come on, talk about it.
I'm thinking, because I don't really think it's humbleness, because if that was the case, if it was grand, we still would be.
And we have it. Yes.
If it was really humble, even if it was grand, we wouldn't be inclined to share. Yeah. But I know if it was grand, we'd be screaming like, from out. Bitch, you
did see you
us?
See it?
Yeah, because y'all thought we wasn't.
And we are.
Yeah.
This is true. Okay, it goes back to that inadequacy thing.
It's the inadequacy. That's the underlying feeling.
But that's with some things, because there's certain things that I don't feel inadequate, like, and it could just be a where I'm working on sharing in general, being vulnerable, being open, and sharing more with the community. That's something in itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's things that I have, there's things that I do, and I don't say nothing.
Right.
People will never know that it's like, oh, this was a milestone for me. This was an upgrade for me.
Right.
And that probably go back to, bitch, I don't want you to think I didn't have it from the beginning.
Don't think I'm new here. I've been here. And you know, that is a thing we say. We don't want to share because we don't want people to think we new here.
We new here. I ain't new here, bitch. I've been here.
We not used to having things. So in turn, you don't share
it. You act like you always have it. until you done had it for so long. And then it like, see, I do already had this. When I pull up on, and what I pull up on, you just didn't know.
You just didn't know.
You just didn't know. When you come over, you just didn't know. You feel me? You did it. I've been here though. But I didn't show you the journey to get here.
I know.
I didn't show you the journey to get here.
I didn't show you where I was.
I didn't show you where I was.
Yeah.
We are work in progress.
We are working
through. We are working through. And times like this makes it feel real. It's tangible.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's really happening. What else? What is another truth?
Another truth is that banishing or ignoring negative thoughts does not help you. So we know we're in this day and age where it's like, squash the negative thoughts.
Yeah.
We don't have negative thoughts.
Cut them at the knees.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we wanna make it seem like, you know, negative thoughts, as soon as they come, we get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not realistic. We have to embrace and welcome all of the thoughts. And we don't want to stay stuck on the negative thoughts that we have. But, bitch, they exist, and we have to work through them. We have to embrace them.
You got
to
battle them. You got to go where they at and tell them, motherfuckers, this is my house. That's it.
Yeah.
We got to battle them.
Yeah, that goes back to being a better friend to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, when they come, when they show up at your door, just like you would call your bestie, if some bitches showed up at your door, if an issue showed up at your door, call that inner bestie.
Come
when
on.
The negative thoughts show up at your door, like, we have something we have to go up against.
Yeah.
Trouble has came to our front door.
Yes. Always talk yourself up.
Yes.
Super important. This last truth happens to be my favorite. You aren't actually in competition with anyone else.
We need to put that up.
That would be so... We need to
put that up on one of these walls. Right there.
Over there.
You are not
in competition with anyone else. Okay?
Yeah.
Period. I'm looking around to see how it can go up. Another neon sign. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
But... yeah, you know, we're not in competition. When you really look around, who are we competing against?
We're making up these competitions.
What's the prize? Just, what do we get at the end of it all?
Just like with the social comparison theory, we pit ourselves up against other people, right? Mm-hmm. Half the time, they don't even know.
They don't know.
We're making people our opponents. You saw this, you saw that. Comparing, even if it's not nasty, but we're just comparing.
But it'd be riddled with nasty.
It'd be riddled in jealousy, envy.
Yes.
All those things.
Yeah.
Because you've made this a silent competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Making what they do your benchmark. When you know what? There could be something bigger than that.
Mm.
And you're steady trying to achieve what they have achieved so that you feel like you will feel better about yourself.
When really we all... just need to be striving to be better humans. We did an episode on this so long ago about running your own race and keeping
Yeah.
That was like episode three.
See?
Keeping your blinders on.
We always knew.
We always knew back 5 years ago. Keeping your blinders on and really staying in your lane and, you know, being authentic. And it would be naive, right, to say that we don't do this. We do it.
It's natural.
We do it right now to this day.
To this day,
we fighting. We competing with people who don't know it. So, yeah, it's like, bitch, you didn't come to the competition.
Yeah.
We be there. Don't nobody be there but us.
I know. And you know? Crazy.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like you're in competition?
Yes.
Yeah.
The silent competition. Then it makes me feel like anxious.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel like rushed, which is why I'm so thankful for those affirmations that we came up with for this month, because there has to be a recentering and a refocusing and just a relaxation, because the only person we need to be up against is ourselves. If we really kept that in our minds, like, I'm only competing with ourselves, we would be able to have so much more ease, because we can see we have come a long way.
That's the mantra.
Like, we have come so far, and there's only further that we can go. But it makes me feel anxious when I'm comparing myself to other people, looking at where they're at. I don't know what the fuck their journey has been.
Yeah.
But I just know I'm not there yet. And it makes me feel so sick.
Yeah, it does. Because then you're like, we got to get there. We got to do this. We got to do it first. We got to do it better. We have to.
This week we got
to. We have to. We're going to miss the mark.
Yeah.
When I really like that, you know, typically my favorite affirmation is what is for you, or my favorite mantra is what's for you will not pass you. But it also needs to be, we ain't competing with nobody.
There ain't no more starting competitions. We are competing with ourselves.
Are your only competition.
We are our only competition.
That's it for the next year. That's all I want to hear. When we get ready to send a screenshot or talk some shit about something that somebody else has, because we be doing that.
Yeah.
We be doing that, you know, or being like, we should do this. We should be here. They did this. That.
Yeah.
We're going to silence that and be like, we're our only competition.
Keeping our eyes on our own race, even individually, we are keeping our eyes on our own race, looking at how far we have come.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, strive for more.
And don't get it fucked up. We love to see our friends and the people who are around us winning. Sometimes it's not even friends.
No,
that's what I want to also clear up. It's not always direct friendships.
Friends are usually expanders.
Yeah,
like we usually look at people that we have relationships, real relationships with, as expanders, because that shows us that it's fucking possible.
Yeah, definitely.
But just looking at people you don't even know,
yeah,
can bring up feelings of jealousy. And sometimes people you do know, we're not naive to that either.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not haters.
No, we don't hate. We'll give you props.
We're not haters.
We'll give you a round of applause.
Right. We're just human.
Period. We're not haters. We're just human.
Yeah.
That's it. So, that's it. For our six truths.
That's it for this.
This is a very real, raw, vulnerable episode. We're practicing this. We're working on getting so much better.
We are.
And it's very difficult to come on here and
not appear to be perfect.
And not appear to be perfect, right? Yeah. But we're real young women.
We have hearts.
That is it. That's
we have
it.
Hearts.
Okay?
We have feelings.
And we're all here together healing and working through it.
Yes.
So hopefully this episode meets you where you are. Hopefully you feel like someone else can benefit from it and you share it, yes. Send it in the group chat. And
hopefully you feel like you're more equipped to thrive.
Yes, that's a good way to end it. We'll see y'all next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.